The Taoiseach has said violent political extremism has moved from an individual to an organised approach in an attempt to undermine the state. He was speaking at the graduation of 197 Gardaí and 17 reserves at the Garda College in Templemore. The new Garda Commissioner also said that there has been an increase in violent political extremism. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is in Templemore this afternoon. Paul, will you tell us some more about Micheál Martin's comments?
Rachel, the Taoiseach referenced what happened in the attack on the IPAS centre in Drogheda and attempts on other centres around the country, and said he was aware of individuals who had been threatened, whose families have been threatened, and he said that this is a strong basis for saying violent political extremism has moved from an individual to an organised approach to undermine the state. He said we have values in this country and that the idea that children were endangered in particular in Drogheda and in City West is unacceptable. The Taoiseach also said there had been increased hostility online and threats to people in public life, which he said are very concerning and have the capacity to have a chilling effect on public debate. And he described all this as a threat to society. Now, the Garda Commissioner also said that there had been an increase in violent political extremism, but he said that the Gardaí were monitoring the activities of a small number of activists and groups who were seeking the capacity for and wanted to take violent action.
This is a trend we're seeing all across Europe. There is certainly an increase in what I would call violent political extremism. So we're not immune to that here on the island of Ireland. Obviously, there's been a number of quite high-profile events here. Look, we continue to monitor it. We continue to assess our risk level around that. Our current risk level is currently at moderate. However, that's something that we constantly keep under review.
Paul, Justin Kelly also spoke about something that's been a big issue over the past few years, and that's Garda numbers.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been heartened by the fact that there's over 200 Gardaí and reservists graduating here today. These include a former crime call producer, Christina Courtney, a former RTE and TG Cahir reporter, Amy Nerida, and the oldest ever graduate, Jeremiah Burke, who's 51, who said he missed the opportunity when he reached 35 but applied when the age restriction was lifted. Now, another 220 new trainees will enter the Garda College here on Monday. That's the largest class in over 10 years. And the Commissioner said he was optimistic about the increase in numbers and that he believes that the government target of 5,000 new Gardaí in 5 years can be achieved.
The stated recruitment numbers is 5,000 until 2029. So at the moment we sit at 14,000, approximately 14,300. And with that, over time, we see that we will reach around 16,000. That's our actual aim, around 16,000. So that is obviously about 1,000 a year. We did 800 this year. That 800 is up about a third on last year, which is really, really positive. So we've got to keep that momentum going. We've got to increase the numbers for next year. Some years we have four groups coming through, some years five groups. So look, it's going to be challenging, but I'm confident that we'll reach that 5,000.
That's great to hear about Amy Nerida. She worked with us on Morning Ireland, but she's obviously gone on to better things.
She did.
Now, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan was also there. You've been talking to him.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, most of the abuse and hate speech is on online platforms, Meta and X in particular, as well as threats and violence. The Garda Commissioner said that many people say things online that they would never do in real life. But he said the Gardaí are monitoring the individuals, the groups, and intervene once online activity passes the criminal threshold. The Minister for Justice also spoke about the role of social media in violent political extremism. Jim O'Callaghan said the law of the land also applies to social media companies, and if people seeking to incite violence or killings are doing this online, the social media companies have an obligation to be aware of that and to comply with the laws.
Paul, thank you. Paul Reynolds there in Templemore. Well,